The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hi, and I'm back here with the Right Stand podcast. Hope you've enjoyed continuing watching us here at CNN News 18 and also tracking the podcast, setting up the debate this Monday evening. And the talking point in the national capital and all of North India is the air that we breathe. Certain right to life, the basic fundamental right, and the right to breathe, snatched away from the people because some of us believe that let's just burn it all. Let's burn out the dead waste, the stubble at the crops in the farms, and we can then get set for the next harvest season. Why do I say that? Because most of the experts believe that close to 45 to 50% of the pollution that we see in the air is because of stubble burning, and the air quality has drastically gone down over the last week because the non-paddy harvest has been reaped, and then the balance of the remains in the field, the stubble, is being burned. The paddy harvest is still now going on, and after that you will have another round which is going to happen. That's what we are given to understand. Experts believe that this problem is going to exist till about the 20th of November, where all of North India is going to bear the brunt of this kind of feeling the smoke. You know, if you sit in a sit next to a bonfire on a nice wintry evening, and then when you get up from that place, you feel there's a little bit of a smoke in the air. That's what you're feeling, breathing regular air in and around Delhi and the nearby areas. Delhi was the most polluted city in the world over the weekend. The AQI had dropped to 1,068. That's how deadly and dangerous it was. It is supposed to remain less than about 90 on a normal for good clean air. In fact, somewhere around 50 ideally. But it was at 1,068. As I speak to you, the air quality in Delhi has improved, ladies and gentlemen. It's somewhere around 600. Yeah. We're supposed to say, thank God for small mercies. Kahan 1100 ho raha tha? Kam se kam abhi to sirf 600 hai, sir. You're much better off than where you were before. Hello, we're still in the hazardous zone. And this is affecting the life of people across all ages. Most importantly, our future generation. The ill effects of this air pollution, this is going to last another 15 days. And then once the air clears up, the winter sets in, people are going to forget about it, and then they're going to talk about it once again 300 days later. But the fact of the matter, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's affecting our children. It's affecting all of us. Once it enters the lungs, it punctures the lungs forever. It's like every cigarette all smokers smoke. It always, even after you quit, years later, those stains remain in the lungs. This is exactly what this air is doing, and it's doing to our little children. It is activating their immune system. It is creating allergies for them. It is causing them respiratory illnesses. It is causing them weakness. It is causing them nausea. It is causing them irritants. Plenty of things. But most importantly, it is stopping our children from going out and playing. It is stopping us from breathing clean air. It is stopping us from breathing in oxygen, which is important for us to survive. All of this, something which is being debated year in, year out, spoken year in, year out, at least for the last 5 years. Kya kya hai? Arre, humne to ye kiya saab, humne to wo kiya saab. Delhi ka sarkar kehta hai, Haryana sarkar kehti hai, Punjab sarkar kehti hai. Humne to ye kiya, humne to wo kiya, humne to aisa kiya, humne to... Aapne aisa sab kiya hai, to har saal, why is the air quality index getting poorer? Compared to November 2016, November 2019 is worse. Compared to November 2017, November 2019 is worse. Compared to November 2018, November 2019 is worse. Same thing for October. Only the national capital of our country, of India, Delhi, the national capital of India, sees only 40 days of good air. When the air quality is good, is 40 days in a year. Is that something to be proud about? What have these politicians done? Where is the emergency to tackle this? Why is there no emergency to tackle this? And does it matter to you and me? We sit in crib, but what have we done about it? What have we done about it? What have all those people who claim to be Kisan leaders done about it? What have the farmers done about it? Because the first people to inhale that toxic air are the farmers themselves. Jala to apne khet mein rahe na. This is something which none of us are wanting to think about. And this is not a problem which is there only for Delhi. All of North India is going through this. Lucknow has got poor air quality. So Dhaka was the second most polluted city in the world behind Delhi. And then Lahore beat Dhaka to it. So Lahore, Delhi, Dhaka are on that same latitude parallel, and all of them, all these cities. So it's that entire belt of North India, which is the farming, for whom this is the harvest change season, jahan par 15-20 din ka window milta hai, jahan apne aapko buai karni hai, usse pehle aapko zameen flat karna hai. And this is because you're using machines and you leave stubs and you don't want to pay the labor to remove these stubs, so you just burn it. Sasta tikao. We can't afford to be a nation like this. But where is the priority? 900 crores worth of green funds left unspent by Arvind Kejriwal. Captain Amrinder Singh, while speaking to me at the Hindustan Times Summit last year, said it is Haryana which is responsible, but the NASA images of 3rd November show that 2,900 locations, 90% of them are in Punjab, not Haryana. So clearly it is not priority for people, especially the politicians. Despite the fact that they are also breathing the same air, they are also working in the same areas, like Chandigarh, like Delhi, like Lucknow. So why is this not important for people is something beyond my comprehension. My children are suffering, and I'm sure many of our listeners, your kids, your family members are suffering too. You are suffering too. It's time we wake up and say, chale, 4-5 din ko chhod ke baki bhool jate hain agle 355 din. But that's not the reality. The rest of the 320 days also, we are breathing poor air. We are not doing enough as a people, as a polity. We are not. So we'll debate that, discuss that, and also listen to the citizens' voice. And if you are watching the broadcast, I hope you are, do call us and tell us what you think. We'll take your views on the show tonight. Debate number two. Tera phone hack ho gaya. Tera bhi phone hack ho gaya. Tera bhi phone hack ho gaya. Aray, mera bhi phone hack ho gaya. It just seems to be the trend now. HackSap is the fad, latest fad. So I have also to claim that my phone has also been hacked. Hua hai ki nahi, mujhe nahi maloom. कॉल आया कि नहीं मुझे नहीं मालूम. मैं भी बोल दूंगा कॉल आया, मेरे को भी आया कॉल. दैट्स व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन. हाउ मेनी ऑफ दीस पीपल हु आर कमिंग आउट, स्पेशली द नेताज द कांग्रेस पार्टी एंड द अदर्स हु आर कमिंग आउट एंड सेइंग ओ माय फोन वाज आल्सो हैक्ड, समबडी वाज स्नूपिंग ऑन मी, समबडी वाज लिसनिंग टू मी. एक्सक्यूज मी, इफ यू बिलीव दैट यू हैव रीजन इनफ दैट योर फोन वाज हैक्ड, हैव यू ट्राइड टू गो एंड नॉक द डोर्स ऑफ द लॉ? हैव यू फाइल्ड अ केस? हैव यू सेड दैट यू गोइंग टू अप्रोच द कोर्ट, फाइल्ड एन FIR? नॉट वन ऑफ दीस पीपल हैव डन इट. Who are you supposed to blame? Are you supposed to blame the government? The government itself is clueless, because they don't even know how many of their phones are being listened into or hacked, because we are writing out these permissions on our own. The government does not download WhatsApp or any other social media platform on your and my smartphone. We do it. The government or nobody in the government signs off with on the permission saying, I agree to the terms without reading through the terms. The government does not drag WhatsApp or any of these platforms to court when I say that I deny you certain permissions, but you are denying me the right to use the app. We don't read it. We have the ones who have given them control. All right. My phone, your phone may have been hacked via a platform called WhatsApp. WhatsApp wants to verify it. Did WhatsApp ask you, can I share your phone data with a third party, a lab, to examine whether or not your number has been hacked? If there is a bug on my software, who is WhatsApp to share my data, your data, with a citizen lab or somebody without taking your and my permission? Do we even bother to answer this question? Who is that person in citizen lab? How does that person have the authority to call select number of people saying, I know a little bit about you because I've seen all your data. Your phone was hacked, mate. Who's that person to tell me? Why has the citizens lab not approached the government of my country? Or why has WhatsApp not gotten in touch with me personally? Because it was WhatsApp that commissioned Citizen Lab. WhatsApp, as my service provider with whom I have an engagement individually, should have informed me, you, whoever, if our phones have been tapped, listened into, and if there was a bug in our software. They never tell us. Why? Because we have no control over our own data. It is gone. Once it's gone to WhatsApp, it's theirs. Where they store it, it's their control. They don't store it in India. So the government can't do anything. We don't understand the larger part. Politics ka tutu mein kar sakte hain. We can do as much as you want. But what should matter right now? Our individual interests or interests of India as a country? Think about it. At a given point in time, somebody somewhere without our permission is listening, tracking, acting, reacting to how we feel, speak, type, think, and what we watch. That's the power they have over us. And we can't do anything about it. Isn't that scary? I'll see you tonight.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.